Hey guys, how you doing? This is Wade with Wade for Wireless again, and I'm going to do another blogcast for you. This time, it's for RF awareness. Are you aware? Seriously, are you? Talking about the threat of RF at tower sites and where we work with rooftop sites. Anywhere that you're installing, chances are there's a lot of RF there. And what I want to do is just go over. I was following up to a blog by the LBA group, David Horn. And he wrote a blog about how the FCC fined Verizon Wireless $50,000 and put a mandate out that they had to give all their field employees RF training. So why is that important? Well, I know a lot of you responded saying that the $50,000 was a drop in the bucket for Verizon Wireless, which it is. Obviously they're a large company, they make a lot of money, and they pay most of their people pretty well. So why is RF awareness a big deal? So, there were several people that, were in harmful RF environments on two East Coast rooftops that it just wasn't marked properly, and apparently they didn't have the proper meters on. So, why is this an issue? The issue is that, we don't know how harmful it's going to be in the long term. That's something that they have to think about, is when they put a lot of antennas up, especially in a rooftop, because you don't have it's not like you have the vertical separation of a tower unless you're a climber, you're climbing right through it. But for everyone else in the ground, it's an issue because the RF is literally horizontal to you. So you're getting, you're feeling the full effect of it. Not only the full effect, you're not in a null, you're not in a dead zone. You're not in a shadow. You're actually, getting radiated by the full effect of the antenna with all the gain of the antenna and all the power that's making it through that cable up to the antenna. So that's why it's such a big deal. So I wrote it in my blog about someone that actually had high exposure to RF and apparently was doing broadcast work. And then the problem with broadcast is supposed to have a lockout tagout system where someone turns the power down for the antennas you have to go by. You're allowed to be within so many feet of them. I'd like to tell you what it is, I don't remember anymore, but I remember before you climb, you have to coordinate everything with the station engineer. If they change shifts, they're supposed to let the next guy know. And I know a lot of you guys have said, oh yeah, if a station engineer sees something's powered down or a breaker's tripped, they're going to take it up to full power. Yeah, they're not supposed to. They're supposed to question it. Hey, why is this power turned down? That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to call people and ask them, why is the power turned down? And in my blog, I go through, I quote the guy for what he told me. I didn't use his name because he asked me, he didn't give me permission to. He gave me permission to post all this, but he didn't give me permission to use his name. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, when you're on the tower, RF is a very real hazard, something you have to look for, something you have to be aware of. Now, when I say look for, I know you guys are saying, well, you can't see RF. You may or may not be able to feel it. I know in broadcast, in the analog days, you could feel the heat, It was sort of a strange sensation. I know when I worked in public safety, if someone keyed something up, they shouldn't have, it would burn your skin if you were right next to the antenna or touching the antenna. It would happen. I've had it happen because I'm stupid, okay? We just do stupid things sometimes. But when you're on the tower, you don't know what's around you. You might feel warm for whatever reasons. It might be a hot, sunny day, so you won't realize you're getting cooked, okay? So what you have to do is, again, make sure your company has the RF meters, something on you. Make sure it's set for the right frequencies that you're working around on the tower. It's very important that you are aware of the RF that's there. On the ground, I think it's a good idea if everyone wore one. They're very expensive. If one or two guys wear them and are aware of the hot spots, that's a good thing because then you know where the hot spots are at. And you want to be aware of that because if you're not aware of where the heat is, you got real problems. If you're in broadcast and you climb a tower and someone turns an antenna back up and your meter's going crazy, you know something's wrong. If you're climbing and you're going in right by an antenna and your meter goes crazy, you got to get out of there as soon as possible. Depending upon what decision you make, you get out while you can. If you're right beside the antenna and then it goes crazy, then you don't know if it's on low power and it's just falsing or whatever. But if you're just climbing into the hot zone and it goes off, you know, it's a good idea to get out of there. And if you have a chance, wadeforwireless.com, and the name of the article is RF Awareness. Are you aware? Seriously, are you? And the reason I named it that, because when you're out at a site, you're not aware of all the RF that's around. You're aware it's there. You don't know how strong it is. And that's what I'm trying to get a point. That's the point I am trying to get across here, is that you need to know what you're up against. How are you going to know what you're up against? You need an RF meter. You need to wear that RF meter. If you're at a new site, if you're constructing a tower, yeah, there's probably no RF there. If you're constructing a tower, if you are constructing a tower where there are five other towers, say if you've ever been to Philadelphia to the Roxboro location, yeah, then you know there's a lot of RF there. And you know you're going to be up high. And you know, even though you have some separation, chances are you're going to feel something. It's just better safe than sorry. So I just wanted to make a point here that people have gotten hurt in the past from RF. It screwed them up. That's my point. I'm not here to judge anybody. And anyone that says, oh, well, you go up in the tower, you know what's going on, you don't. You're really relying on, say, in broadcast, the station engineer to make sure that the power is low enough and safe enough for you to climb. And even with that said, when you go buy an antenna, you don't exactly dilly-dally around and hang out there by the broadcast antenna. You want to move, you want to get by, you want to get away from that as soon as possible. And then God knows if you're working on that antenna, make sure it's turned completely off. That's why we do night climbs, people, so we can work on stuff like that. Or depending upon how broadcast is nowadays, you might turn it off in the middle of the day because the ratings are lower. It all comes around ratings when you're in broadcast over the air. And a lot of that's changing, you know, with dish and cable. Anyway, I just want you to be aware that it's out there, it's a real hazard, and there are ways to detect it. You don't have to fly blind. I'm not saying it's going to be cheap to get an RF meter, because I know NARTA costs a little bit of money, but they're well worth it. And make sure you get the meter for what you're working on. If you only do cellular towers, they have them for the cellular frequencies, which now can be anything, you know, from 2.1 gig to 700 megahertz. And it's probably going to drop to 600 megahertz. And you know, with Sirius XFM, you know, that was 2.5 or 2.3 gig, but it was high power. That was a risk because, you know, your microwave is 2.4 gig. Do you realize that? I mean, in the old days, a leaky microwave was a real problem. But today, you know, it's out there, it's on a tower, it's a real problem. And the problem with Sirius XM, their frequencies is it's high power and it's one direction. Like the cellular, it's low power and it's transmitting and receiving. So, and when I say low power, I don't even know what it is. 30 to 50 watts, let's say 60 watts at the most, normally. In the days of paging, you know, you had 100 watt to 250 watts, you had a 500 watt transmitter, and that was enough that people got nervous. You know, in broadcast, God knows you're talking, you know, 1,000 watts, 10,000 watts, 100,000 watts, talking real power. But I'm getting off the point. My point is, be safe, be smart, and use all the tools you have available to do so. So, that's about it for this one. I have a video in there about with Jimi Hendrix, very experienced fan of Jimmy. But I'm just trying to help you guys out. I just want you guys to be aware of what's out there. That's why I write these books. I'm trying to help you guys. I really am. That's why I write these blogs, trying to help you guys, trying to make you aware of all the hazards that are out there. Now, while I can't do all of them, I'm going to do as many as I can. All right? All right, guys. Just remember, when you're climbing, be smart, be safe. If you have time, go ahead and read this on wadeforwireless.com. This particular blog is RF Awareness. Are you aware? Seriously, are you? It's a very real threat. You can reach me on Facebook, wadeforwireless@gmail.com, or you can go leave a comment in the blog. I have two books out there, one if you want to become a tower climber, and one that I came up as a helper, like as a reference when you're out on site. Just something to help you out. All right, guys. Be smart, be safe. Take care. Bye.